The Lord has been dealing with me, and I've been talking about the blood, and been talking to Elder Lawrence, and I want to speak to you this morning about the importance of being covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. You can know him and still not be covered. And I want to talk to you for a little while this morning about the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's my topic, subject, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'd like to direct your attention this morning to the book of Hebrews, number 10. And I want you to bear with me. I'm not going to be long, but I just want you to bear with me. Uncle Jesus asked, the chapter 10 talks about Christ, the perfect sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
I wish, if you won't mind, on and standing to your feet. There is a verse before that I just want to sum this up. And it says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 22, and it says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. And we go to text this morning, Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse number 1. And I want you to listen. It says, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, talk about Jesus, and not the very image of the things, can never with the sacrifice which they offered year by year, continually making the comer thereunto perfect. Talking about the sacrifices of animals. For then when they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. Now, just bear with me. What this is saying is that God gave Moses a law and told him what had to be done in order to have a temporary covering of sin through the blood of animals. Thank you, Jesus. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body has thou prepared me. Jesus talking about himself. Thank you, Jesus. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. God didn't have no pleasure in sacrificing animals. What happened, the pagans back then would even sacrifice human beings because they thought the blood would give them more life, made them bigger than other people. God did not like that. And that's why when Christ came, he did away with all of the blood sacrifices. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of a book. Y'all know what he's talking about. Hallelujah. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings not for sin thou wouldest not, neither have pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. That was by the law. Moses was doing what God told him according to the law of God. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first covenant, sacrifices of animals, He take away the first covenant. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Establish himself, his blood, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. If you believe. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever, sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. His enemies, your enemies, gonna be made his footstool. Thank you, Jesus. For by one offering he hath perfected for even them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he hath said before, this is my covenant that I will make with them after these days, said the Lord. I will put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now with remission of these ills, there is no more offering for sin. He paid it all. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Father, we come at the very moment of the hour, Lord, to speak your word, to talk about you and let people know that you are still a healer. Lord, that you still a deliverer. Lord, that you still love them. And there's nothing that you can't do. Father, would you fill this vessel of clay with your words, Lord? And I speak under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, when you finish with me, I will sit down. Because I do not want to rob you or take your glory, because your glory belongs to you. Bless us, Jesus. We pray, and let the church say amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. The power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the old covenant sacrifice was powerless, but the new covenant is one eternally. An effective means, efforts, that's what that means. It's an effective means, it's a remedy. The old covenant sacrifice could not remit one sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ does. I said the blood of Jesus Christ does. Matthew 26 and 28 said, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. And then when we go and we look into Leviticus, we're talking about the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. In Leviticus 17 and 11, it states, for the life of each of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your soul, our soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for our souls. When we look at the Old Testament, it always was pointed to a great sacrifice that was to come, that of Jesus Christ, than the sacrificial lamb giving his life for us. We're talking about the power of Jesus Christ. Well, what is a sacrifice? I want you to listen to this. A sacrifice is defined as the offering up of something precious for a cause or a reason. I want you to get that down. I'll read it one more time. A sacrifice is defined as the offering up of something precious for a cause or a reason. And then making atonement. What is an atonement? Making atonement is satisfying someone or something for an offense committed. See, we wasn't able to do neither one of them at one time. We wasn't able to go to Christ, to go to God for ourselves, because where we stood. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we're able to go to our advocator, to our mediator. And our mediator is the Lord Jesus Christ, who stands right now in between you and God. You need the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Old Testament blood sacrifice, it was only temporary. It was just temporary. It wasn't what God wanted to do. Only by accepting the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross is the remission of sin. We can stand before Christ in righteousness, all because of what Christ did. What? Why? Why the shedding of blood, God? Why? Why? When Adam and Eve sinned, animals was killed to make covering for them. Innocent animals that didn't do nothing. Hallelujah. That's what sin does. Sin hurts. Sin kills. Hallelujah. And everything that we do that's not of God, God hurts. Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus did for us. Animal blood, which was perfect. They hadn't did anything. But this was also a preparation for that who was to come. Speaking about the power of the blood. That is the point, since the animals did no wrong. The animals died when we sinned, or when our fathers, forefathers sinned, which was Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. The pronounce of death was taken, but God's love reached beyond that and did a temporary covering for us, hallelujah, to allow us to come into the family of God when we accept the blood of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died for your sins. Hallelujah. And I'm almost through. I'm closing. But I want the young people. God, I want the young people, those of you who are searching, you need God, you need Christ in your life. Hallelujah. You think because you go and you feed somebody. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, you might even take somebody who don't have nothing and you take them to the store and you buy them some clothes. But see, if you have not been washed, glory to God. If you've not been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, it's all for naught. Why? Because our flesh is sinful flesh. It needs to be covered by the blood of God. In front of God's holiness, glory to God. I want all of you to know that you got to be covered and got to be in Jesus Christ. I don't want the good things that you do, hallelujah, to be burned by the fire of God. because you're not clean, because you have not been washed in the blood. Hallelujah. You got to be covered by the blood. Glory to God. Can you help me, Elder? I remember when I was coming up years ago, and I know Brother Nate, you know what I'm talking about. The mechanics that used to work on cars, they get all greasy and dirty. Glory to God. And what did they do? Because they didn't want to mess up their good clothes. Glory, hallelujah. They would put on a covering.
Yes, would.
They call it coveralls. Thank you, Jesus. They would put on the coveralls so that they wouldn't mess up the clothes. Thank you, Jesus. You need to allow God, if you're not covered by the blood, to be covered by the blood, and let God's Holy Ghost blood be your coverall so that it can cover up your sinful flesh. Thank you, Jesus. My God wants you, hallelujah, hallelujah, to be good and to be covered. You need the blood of Jesus to cover you. I remember my growing up, and one of the worst things I used to hate the paint. Hallelujah. Because I always had to, when you paint, you're rushing to get through, and you look around, you got to go back and put on another coat of paint, because the first paint didn't cover it. Thank you, Jesus. But see what I'm telling you this morning, saints. Oh, glory to God. When you take on the blood of Jesus Christ and you wash and you covered with the blood, it only takes one coat. Thank you, Jesus. And then when you go to God through Jesus Christ, he doesn't look at that sinful flesh, because the blood, that's how important the blood of Jesus Christ is. It covers your sinful flesh. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But one day, hallelujah, one day when you get caught up, thank you, Jesus, you're going to be able to put on, glory to God, a perfect, sinless body. Glory to God. But right now, while you're down here on earth, you need the blood covering. You need to cover that sinful flesh. Glory to God. Sinful flesh is abomination to God. Disrespect to God. Disrespect to what he did for us. Disrespect for the work that the Savior did on the cross. You got to be covered. Hallelujah. If you want to go to heaven, glory to God, you've got to be covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't need, go to man like the Catholic do. They go and they get in them booth. Hallelujah. What kind of power do they have? They ain't died for nobody. Go say 20 or 30 Hail Marys, whatever you did. What I'm saying, you better go to Jesus. Jesus is the only one, glory to God, who died for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. A heart for now. I'm getting ready to go. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus knows what we're going through, because he was God in the flesh. Bible says that he was 100% God and 100% flesh. But to let you know how treacherous flesh is, glory to God, flesh tried to tempt him. Hallelujah. Bible says that he went into the Garden of Gethsemane. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He looked in the cup. Glory to God. He seen all of the stuff that was going to happen to him. Glory to God. He was going to be beat. Glory to God. Not for him, but beat for me and beat for you. Glory to God.
worked all night long. Glory to God. Taking all that pain. Glory to God. Only God. Only Jesus. Could just obtain all that pain. We're talking about the holiness love of the love of Jesus Christ. His love weighed more than the pain, more than the suffering. He didn't have to take it. Glory to God. He had the power, if he wanted to even get up off that whooping leg. He had the power, hallelujah, to come down from the cross. But love kept him there. Thank you, Jesus. You need blood covering this morning. Oh, glory to God. Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrificial substitute, once and for all, is now the only mediator between God and humanity. Thank you, Jesus. Me and Ella was talking this morning. Hallelujah. And we were talking about Adam and Eve being in the garden. The Bible says that the Lord told him, said that you can have eat from every tree of this garden. Hallelujah. Brother Day-Day, he said, but you see that tree right there? Hallelujah. That tree of knowledge of good and evil. You can't touch it. You can't eat it. I'm sorry. You can't eat it. But also in the garden, hallelujah, was a tree of life. Hallelujah. But Adam picked from the wrong tree. He listened to the wrong songs. He took his mind off God. Thank you, Jesus. When you take your mind off God, thank you, Lord, you're walking down a road of destruction. Keep your mind on him. Bible says he will keep you. Hallelujah. And what kind of peace? Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on Jesus. Whose mind is on your, what person is on your mind? Whose side are you leaning on this morning? I don't know about you, but I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Whose side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Glory to God. He loves me. He loves me. And he showed his love by a demonstration of the greatest sacrifice that ever was. He was the only one could do it. But because of his holiness, of his love, he showed it to us when he died for us. Jesus Christ did no wrong, but was willing to give himself to die for the sins of mankind. Jesus took upon himself and died in our place. And in scripture it tells us that when he, before he died, he looked up to heaven and he was talking to the Father, and he said, it is finished. It is finished. Well, what was he talking about? The sins of all of us, that he paid the price, that you are forgiven if you come under the auspices of the blood of Jesus Christ, be born again, baptized in water. Jesus did all of this himself. So if he did it, the perfect one, what makes think you don't have to be baptized? The baptism is a type of the liquid grave. It's by faith. Our walk is by faith. Have I ever seen Jesus? No. But I can see evidence. I feel him. at this very moment, working on the inside of me, bringing about a change. Hallelujah. Letting me not think like the world thinks. Do the things that I, it's not about me. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the ticket, your ticket, when you die, and in that great day when he comes back, you will rise and live again if you got the power of the Holy Ghost. Bible says that that same spirit that rose our Savior from the grave is going to be the same power that causes you to get up. Washed in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. You need that. I'm so glad that Jesus saved me. Oh, I was hard-headed. I don't have to go to church. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the church in me, and I ain't even have the spirit. Listening to wrong communication. But see, you got to have a personal relationship with him. God wants you who do not have him in your life. He wants you to learn. Say, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. For my yoke is light and my burden. Am I saying that right? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. You need him in your life. Don't listen to what other people say. Hallelujah. Because if you don't have him and been washed in the blood, all of your works is for naught, because it's unacceptable. Because without the blood of Jesus Christ, it's unacceptable. God can't accept an unholy sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. So you stand to your feet. Father, we come to the end of this message. But not your love. But not your caring. Father, we pray, my God, Lord, that what I said through these lips of clay has met your approval, and that someone's heart has been touched. Lord, we give your word. But Lord, you are the only one that can touch the very soul and heart of man. Father, we pray for all of our young people this morning. Pray, my God, that you will continue to bless and magnify your holy name. We thank you, Jesus, for your spirit that yet abode abide in this house. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. For we can never repay what you did. But Lord, we can give our life. We can give this body of clay. And let you glorify yourself in our life. Father, remember our young people on this morning. Bless my God. There's only thine know how. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the body say amen.